Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Well, shutters look great and add curb appeal, but most of us have shutters that are purely aesthetic. So real shutters, they're functional, and they can actually help safeguard your windows in a storm and keep out the harsh summer sun.
Ah, but how do you install the real deal? We've got expert advice standing by in the form of This Old House general contractor, Tom Silva. Welcome, Tommy.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
And I got to imagine that no one has probably installed more of these in recent times than you guys.
Well, I got to say that you hit a real soft point with me because shutters are my pet peeve, and I drive around and I see so many shutters installed incorrectly, and it drives me crazy. And I drive around with my wife, and now she's at the point where she says, oh, look, no, those are wrong, and those are wrong.
Only when she wants to annoy you, right?
But you're right. Shutters are a good thing. Years ago, they were meant to protect your windows because they didn't have storm windows or insulated glass in storms. You would close them and keep the rain and the wind from, and if you're away, it would close up the house, too. But the shutters have to be measured correctly, installed correctly, to fit correctly.
So many times people are just using this as an aesthetic, you know, their fiberglass or some form of plastic and just simply attached to the side of the window to create the allure of shutters. But you're right, they really do have a structural and a weatherproofing function to them if they're built correctly.
If they're built correctly. Think about the louver on a shutter. If you look at the house and you say, well, there's the shutters, they're on the side of the house, they look all right. Well, they're too far away from the window. They're too high to fit in the opening of the window. You think about the louvre when it is shut into the opening. The louvre is meant to shed water away from the window. If you take the shutter that you're looking at that's aesthetic, if you turn it and close it into the opening, when it rained, all the rain would drive into the
go
window.
Go right through the louvres and
because
right
the louvres are upside down yeah. right from the beginning. But yeah, you got to think about the opening of where the window is. That's how the shutter is supposed to fit, inside that window opening, not outside the window casing.
Now, you're not going to find these in the aisle at the home center, but I presume there's a way that you could order these built to the correct size?
Yeah, there are companies that will come out and measure for you. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of wood shutters. There are combination fiberglass and PVC shutters that hold up fantastic to the weather. They have shutters that will movable. The louvers are movable or stationary, all different styles and designs, along with hardware also.
Now, are there any rules with shutters that make them having to comply with, you know, hurricane resistance? Because essentially in their original usage, they were protecting the windows, but now, even though if they operate, they might just be aesthetic but still operable, do they have to comply to those rules?
They don't have to. Some manufacturers, I believe, are making them for hurricane proof, but it's the hardware that's going to hold them shut mm-hmm. is the real deal. And the hardware for shutters are not cheap. Well, good shutters installed correctly are not cheap anyways, but it's very important to install them correctly.
Now, if you are fortunate enough to own a home that has traditional shutters, you need to keep them in good condition. I imagine painting them is especially important since, at least on the side that's usually open against the building, it's very moist, it's very damp, it's very conducive to decay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also you got to think about what happens back there. Lots of times birds will nest back there. You'll get bees and yellow jackets basically nesting back there. But I like to take, I have shutters on my house, and I actually pull them away. They're on hinges, take the dogs, spin the dogs, take them out, and then I clean or behind them yearly with a garden hose. I just spray a garden hose up there, and if I have to take a brush like from my car, wash the car with, and I just maybe wash the house and then rinse it off really well. It's good to keep it clean.
So Tommy Silva is the only guy in America that he said, hey, what did you do this weekend? I washed my shutters.
Yeah. Well, I don't do it every weekend.
Oh, okay. But it is your pet peeve project.
It is a pet peeve project, yeah. If shutters are done right, they really do a good job on basically saying something special about that house.
Now, absolutely. If you are going with just the aesthetic fiberglass ones that you're putting on the side to look like a shutter, which you're making a face at me right now, I mean, it annoys me when I see them and you don't take the extra step to put up a hinge or to put up the fake hardware to at least make it look like it's trying to be something.
Well, you've got it. Then if you're going to take the time and you're going to put a shutter on that's really not correctly done, you got to get it close enough to the window so that it will swing into the opening, make it half the width of the opening so that when it looks shut, so at least it's sized correctly. You know, I'm just tempted to say take that fiberglass shutter and hang it upside down.
Just to make it right.
At least the louvers are right.
Yeah. You know what really bugs me about that? We have homes that are sided with vinyl. We take every precaution to make sure everything is watertight. Then they slap the shutters up there and drill six holes right through the vinyl.
Exactly. You know? It's so true. If you're going to do it, you got to drill that hole, put some caulking in the hole before you put the screw in there. Again, water is the enemy.
Do it once, do it right, and don't do it again. Tom Silva, the general contractor on TV's This Old House. Great advice. Thanks so much for stopping by The Money Pit.
Always a pleasure to be here, guys.
All right, you can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.